Our next guest on Downtown is going to be part of a terrific ensemble cast for a highly anticipated new show that makes its debut Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on HBO. The series is called Vinyl. P.J. Byrne plays the part of Scott Levitt, and he joins us right now on our telephone line. P.J., thanks for visiting with us a second time on the show.
Are you kidding me? I love you guys. I'm happy to be here. It's my honor to be joining you.
Well, I was going to ask you what drew you to this show, but then you look at the people involved and see Martin Scorsese, Mick Jagger, Terrence Winter, Bobby Cannavale, Olivia Wilde, Ray Romano. Holy cow, have you died and gone to actor heaven?
Oh, I won. We hit that gigantic lottery, like $1.3 billion, but I really feel like I won the lottery getting to work with these incredible people. But I did tell my agent, I'm like, here's the deal. I will not show up to set unless I'm working with a minimum of two icons now, from now on. That's the only reason I go to work. So it's great. You think the greatest day of your life when your agent calls you and says Martin Scorsese wants you to be in a movie. That was Wolf of Wall Street. But, I'll never forget Ellen Lewis. I think it was the premiere of Wolf or something. She's like, Marty wants you to be. The fact that I call him Marty in response to it still blows my mind. But he wants you to be in his new TV show. And I was like, are you telling me I'm going to be a unicorn too? Like, it was so special that day. So, and it didn't hurt, obviously, that Terry wrote Wolf of Wall Street. And, Emma Koskoff was one of the producers on the movie, now the TV show as well. So they're like family, and, they look out for me. And, my God, hopefully I don't let them down, because I really try to give it my all.
Well, the show, it looks great. It's got a wonderful style, all about the music industry in the 1970s, which you're too young to remember. So what did you have to do for research to get back into that time and that groove?
Oh, yeah. Well, I read a lot of books. I play a lawyer on the show. I'm one of the partners on the lawyer, so I talk to lawyers and people in the music industry and and obviously learning about the 70s and, from what I remember, I was born actually the year the show was created in 1973. So, but I remember as like 5 or 6 year old, going into New York City, it was still kind of a dangerous sort of place, and it was a little rough around the edges, but it was also sort of magical and dreamy. And, I remember my first like view of graffiti. And I think that time period plays into the music, And that time period, you're finding punk rock, and you're learning about, they're finding disco, and they're finding hip hop. So it's such a rich, rich time period, not only like with the music, and sort of it's like full volume on the music. It's full volume, let's be honest, on the drugs. It's full volume on the clothing. So it's what a rich, rich time period to explore. So, it was the greatest doing the research. I love doing research, and, also as a finance major. So, how the minutiae of how that world worked with payola, and how the mafia is involved, and the idea of how they would screw over these poor artists. It's crazy that anything got done with the drugs, and these artists still kept at it after being screwed over with these contracts that they signed.
So for your character, what's the best part, the sex, drugs, or the rock and roll?
All of the above, sir. All of the above, sir. Well, a lot of times it depends what drug you're on. It could be pretty bad time. And it depends if you got the contract right. My character in the show is like, he's a genius on paper. He can look at a contract and rip it up better than anybody. His dilemma is when he opens his mouth, he's a little uncouth and he's not learned yet in that world. And then it's great because I've got Bobby Cannavale and Ray Romano and Jason McKenzie. They're the other partners to sort of learn from. And believe me, I need to learn a lot, and you'll see that in the pilot.
We're talking with P.J. Byrne, one of the stars of HBO's Vinyl, that debuts Sunday night at 9 p.m. And look, you got a great cast there, but from what I've seen, nobody has better sideburns than your character.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I will say one thing, and when I was shooting the show, I lived in this hipster town, so I had mutton shops called Williamsburg, in right there in Brooklyn. But no one had mutton chops. They died in the 70s. But at least in Williamsburg, everyone thought I made like kale bread, or I was just an accountant there. I was really just an accountant. It was such a hip area. But yeah, it's wild being in the present day and walking around the world with a short haircut and gigantic mutton chops. People think I love like Civil War reenactments or Martin Van Buren. I'm a huge Martin Van Buren fan.
Oh well, the pride of Kinderhook, New York. Who wouldn't be?
Exactly. Good job.
Hey, now I didn't go to Boston College, but I learned a thing or two along the way.
No, that was pretty epic. Yeah, he's like our eighth or ninth president. I'm so proud that you knew that. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. So, season one, how many episodes can we look forward to?
So it's 10 episodes, and actually the pilot, which is this Sunday night at 9 o'clock, it's 2 hours. So the great Martin Scorsese delivered a movie for HBO. So people that have seen so far really seem to be enjoying it. My God, it makes us so happy. I can't wait for the rest of America to see it because it feels pretty special. It feels special.
And there's a couple of Jagger connections, too, because his son James is in the cast.
Yeah. James, we call Jimmy or James or whatever. He responds to both. He's fantastic. You know, he's a musician in his own right, so he brings that element of reality on top of being, like, a super-duper actor. So, and then, obviously, Mick and Marty have been working on this idea for, like, 20 years, and then they got Terrence involved, and they always wanted it to be a movie, you know, but the way the world working now and how incredible cable is and the great HBO. It's like you can really open this world up and share it in a whole new way.
So I have to ask you now, after being immersed in that time period, are you happy that we left those fashion styles behind back in the 70s?
Yes and no. I would love to just walk into my closet and take anything out and just put it on my body or throw up on my shirt and still be able to go out and see the world, because that seems to be, I can wear a rug, I can wear anything, and no one would care. Like, that was the fashion of the time. There were no rules.
Now, look, your buddy Leonardo DiCaprio seems to be the favorite for the Oscar this year.
Fingers crossed. It would be incredible if he won. I really feel like he deserves it. You know, I was so fortunate to see him every day, you know, in The Wolf of Wall Street, just kill it. And, you know, he had some monster monologues in that thing. And the way his work ethic and his choices, and I really thought he was going to get it way back when, you know, but, these things are so tricky. But I really feel like this is his year, and God bless him. I hope he gets it, man. He's a good guy. He deserves it.
Well, with all the buzz that vinyl is getting, I think you and everybody involved may want to make plans to be involved and be reserve the night of the Emmy Awards on your calendar, because it sounds like this is going to be a huge winner.
Oh, buddy, your mouth to God's ears. Let's just start with hoping that people like the show. But I'll leave you with this little anecdote. I remember there's one day we were shooting, and Bobby was like, maybe he was coked up in the scene, and we all were, and it was pretty intense, and we're throwing each other around, and I just remember the director comes over and says, hey, Bobby, maybe on this take you want to, save your voice and bring it down to 75%. And I'll never forget, he looks at me and Ray and JC, and then he looks back at the director and he goes, we don't know how to do 75%. And I was just like, ah, that's our leader. And that's what everyone in the show is. And he takes us to that level. So that's, we give it all every day, and hopefully it shows up on the screen.
Love it. Can't wait for Sunday night at 9 p.m. Vinyl on HBO, P.J. Byrne, and a stellar cast going at it for what sounds like a huge, huge hit. P.J., thanks so much for making time for us, and we wish you nothing but big success on the show.
I love you, man. I'm always a big fan of the show and yours, of course, and happy to be back anytime you need me.